Folks, I got a fairly good sound suggestion here that you may want to follow the next time you want really fast relief for a touch of indigestion. Stop at the nearest drugstore and alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And watch the clerk at the soda fountain dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. And drink the pleasant-tasting solution this makes, and we believe Alka-Seltzer will have you smiling with relief in almost no time. Now remember, Alka-Seltzer does more than just neutralize excess gastric acidity. It also helps relieve the full, uncomfortable, stuffy feeling that so often accompanies a touch of acid indigestion. Try it, won't you? And our guess is that you'll be so well pleased with the fast relief it offers for occasional acid indigestion that you'll want to take home a 30 or 60 cent size package of these modern effervescent tablets and make yours an Alka-Seltzer home from then on. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the second meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club is scheduled to meet tonight at the home of Grandpappy Spears. And that event, designed to raise the cultural standard of the community, overshadows even Cedric's problems concerning his forthcoming marriage or marriages. And as we look in on the little community today, it's evening and the club already arriving at Grandpap's house. Listen.
Well, leave your overshoes outside, Abner. I don't want you tracking that snow all over the parlor.
Well, my feet's cold, Grandpa.
Well, you can sit near the stove there. Go on, take them off.
Yeah, all right. I don't see why you have to act so fussy about a fella.
Stop that grumbling, Abner.
Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Long. You here already? I never seen you sitting over there.
We got a new member for the club tonight.
Huh?
Look who's sitting in the rocker there.
Well, I do know Grandpa Masters. Well, evening, Grandpa.
Not so loud, Abner. You wake him up.
Oh, fell asleep, huh?
Yeah, come back here, Abner. I told you to take them overshoes outside.
You just said take them off. That's all you said.
Oh, I said put them on.
You never done it.
Somebody at the door here. Who is it? Who is it?
Boss Budget.
Oh, it's just me, Cedric.
Oh, come in, Cedric. Come in. Here, stand Abner's overshoes out on the porch there, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, that's a good boy, Cedric. Thank you.
Now, for the land's sake, Cedric, what are you doing here? I thought you were working nights at that defense plant.
Oh, I am, but I don't go to work till 12 o'clock midnight, p.m.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, what's this I hear about you and Winifred Redfield getting married next Thursday?
Well, that's mostly old Charlie Redfield's idea. But we're going to get Cedric out of it. We're going to have him act like he's touched.
Touched?
Yeah.
Abner, don't talk about that.
By the way, Cedric, how's it coming along?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
Have you been acting touched?
Yes, Mom, I've been trying to, anyways.
Well?
And I must be doing good, because Papa remarked today that I was beginning to show some improvement.
Just sit down there any place, Cedric. Find yourself a chair. Careful you don't wake up Grandpa Masters, though.
No, Mom.
Yeah, well, come on, Mom. Let's get the meeting started. I'm anxious to get more cultures tonight.
Well, we can't start yet.
Well, the professor ain't coming, is he?
No, but Ulysses S. Quincy ain't here yet.
Oh, doggy, that's right. I forgot about him.
We can't hold much of a high-class discussion without him.
No, that's right. Be sort of dull without them brainy remarks of his, wouldn't he?
Yeah, you know, I was just studying here, Abner. It might be a good idea if you'd write down some of the remarks he gets off tonight.
Write them down?
Yeah, don't let Ulysses see you doing it, though. Or he might get self-unconscious and stop talking.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll do it secret. He won't catch on, no.
I figure we can use his remarks to show how much of a culture advancement this community is making since we started up the club.
I know, because that's a
get
good idea.
Get out, Scat. Get out. Dad, blame that cat. I'm going to get shut of her.
You've been saying that for the last 10 years, Grandpa.
I know, but this time I mean it.
Oh,
I'm going to get shut her. Wait a minute.
You
here comes somebody. Get down, Matilda. Cat. Go on out in the kitchen. Charity will feed you something. Well, evening, Ulysses. Come right in.
Doggers, Mom, it's Ulysses. Now we can get started.
Yeah, evening, Ulysses. How you feeling tonight, old boy?
Okay.
Here, Ulysses, I'll take your muffler and stuff.
Okay.
Just sit down there anywhere. Make yourself at home.
Okay.
Well, you raring to go tonight, Ulysses, old boy?
Yeah, sure, okay.
Good.
You want me to write down what he said so far along?
No, he ain't got into the brainy stuff yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I reckon we may as well just get started here, if everybody's ready.
Yeah, sure, I'm ready. Let's get started.
Get down, Matilda. Scat.
You want me to wake Grandpa Masters up?
No, wait till we get to the interesting part.
Oh, when Ulysses talks, huh?
Yeah. Pay attention now, Cedric, and stop making such awful faces.
I'm just practicing up being touched.
Well, you can forget that for a while. Try to get cultured now.
Yes, Mom.
Feller members, the second meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All them present signify by the same sign.
Hey. Want me to wake up Grandpa Master?
No, Ulysses.
Okay.
Good. We'll now have the reading of the minutes of the last meeting by our secretary, Mr. Peabody.
Huh?
Read that stuff I wrote up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Better stand up while you read it.
Stand up? Oh, sure. Minutes of the last meeting. President L. Edwards opened the meeting, which was held at the home of Mr. A. Peabody. Well, President Edwards then led a discussion on the high-class cultural subject of, quote, the high-class music of Beethoven.
That's Beethoven.
Oh, Beethoven, yeah. Don't get to recollect that. We all discussed it good, special Mr. U.S. Quincy, and we come to the conclusion that this music was high-class. Cocoa and sandwiches was served at a late hour, and President Edwards remarked that already our ignorance had showed a great improvement.
Thank you, Mr. Peabody. I move the minutes to be accepted as read. All them in favor signify by the same sign.
Hey.
Okay, here.
Want me to wake up Grandpa Masters?
Not yet. Our vice president, Professor Sloan, regrets that he can't be with us again this evening, but he's picked out the high-class culture subject for discussion for tonight.
Get down, Matilda. Go on over to Grandpa.
The subject he chose is on literature. It's the poetry of William Wordsworth.
Who?
William Wordsworth. I believe the professor made a mistake, though, there, Abner. I believe that's supposed to be a William Wordsworth Longfellow.
Oh, him. Yeah, I've heard of him, ain't you, Grandpap?
Yeah, to be honest, though, I prefer Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
Oh, natural. That's a good
book.
My
favorite.
Oh, it's a dandy.
The professor made a suggestion that before we start discussing this subject, we ought to read some of the poetry to sort of get the general idea of it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to pass this book around. It's one the professor sent over. And I want each one of you to read a couple of lines and then pass it on to the next one.
All right, Dobie, that sounds good. I love to read poetry, just love. Little Orphan Annie come to our house to stay, to wash the pots and dishes and
hey,
wash
the... Abner, here. You take the book and start off.
Yeah. Well, what poems do you want me to read?
Just any one you come to there.
Yeah, I'll just open it up. You'll see. Yeah, here's one. It's called, To the Cuckoo.
Oh, is that about me?
I don't think so, Cedric. Ain't read it myself yet. Well, here goes. Oh, blithe newcomer, I have heard. I hear thee and rejoice. Oh, cuckoo, shall I call thee bird? Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
That don't rhyme, that bird and heard. That ought to be Heard and Beard.
High-class poetry don't have to rhyme, Abner. Pass the book to Cedric.
No. All right. Here, Cedric, right there, page 64, right there.
Cuckoo, shall I call thee bird?
I done read that line, Cedric. Skip down to another now.
Oh, excuse me.
Babbling. Only. To the veil.
That's enough, Cedric. Pass the book to Grandpap.
Yes, Mom. Here, Mr. Grandpap. Boy, I never knowed I could read that high-class poetry before.
Oh, you done
take
good,
take that
Cedric.
Up regular.
Yeah, you done well. Done well.
Hey, Shep, let me read here.
Go ahead.
Though babbling only to the veil of sunshine and of flowers, get down, Matilda. Thou bringest unto me a tale of, get down, Matilda, visionary hours. Very good, Grandpap. Give the book to...
Want me to wake up Grandpa Masters?
No, skip him for now. Give the book to Ulysses. What's the matter? Oh, hunting for your specs, huh?
He can borrow mine if he wants them.
No, Abner. Can't find them, huh, Ulysses? Well, you bring them with you to the next meeting, and you can read twice as much then.
Okay.
Well, I believe we've read enough now to get the general idea of the high-class type of poems that William Wordsworth has wrote, so I reckon we're ready for a good hot discussion now.
Doggy, that's what I like.
First, let's take up the poem we just read. What would you say the main thought of that poem was? I mean, what was the main idea behind it? Everybody feel free to enter right into this discussion. Well, would you say the poem was about a cuckoo bird?
Yeah.
Good, fine. Any other comments? Well, I believe we've pretty well covered that subject. Oh, wait a minute. Did you have a comment to make, Ulysses?
Yes.
Well, good. Abner, get your pencil ready.
Don't worry, I got it.
All right, Ulysses, go right ahead with your comment.
Okay. Let's see now.
What's the matter? Did you forget what you were going to say?
Yes, let's see here now.
Please, we don't want to lose this. Maybe you better sit down again and try to recollect it, Ulysses.
Okay.
And when you do recollect it, speak right up.
Okay.
Now then, any of you other fellows got any other comments or remarks to make about the poem?
I'll make a remark about it. I'm in favor of it.
I'm for it, too. What are you, Cedric?
I'm crazy.
I've got it.
Good. Did you recollect your comment, Ulysses?
Yes.
Good. Granny's good for you.
Let me wake up Grandpa Masters, Lon. Just a minute.
Yeah, go ahead and wake him up.
I'm here to hear this. Before the evening.
Be sure and write this down, Abner.
Wake up, Grandpa. Wake up, Grandpa. Come on, wake up here. Wake up now. All right, Lon. Listen to this now, Grandpa.
You all ready, Abner? Be sure and take this down.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, Ulysses, go ahead with it.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that there poem was okay.
Folks, for your protection, every word of the following statement about one-a-day brand vitamins has been carefully checked by qualified medical consultants. Now tell me, do you get enough vitamins A and D each day? Well, why take chances when now there's such a convenient, economical way to be sure? Just take a single one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet every day. Do this and forget about it. Because each one-a-day tablet contains more than just your minimum daily requirements of these two important vitamins. An amount of A and D equivalent to 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards. And the cost is only slightly more than a penny a day when you buy the large family size package. You better play it safe and ask your druggist right away for one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets made by Miles. And if you feel a need for additional amounts of the V vitamins, or rather the B vitamins, remember that the Miles Laboratories also offer one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets, another high-quality vitamin product that's amazingly low in cost. Now, one-a-day is the registered trademark of Miles Laboratories. So just to be sure that you get the genuine one-a-day brand, maybe Miles, look for the big one on the package.